Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Well, welcome back to the newest episode of Finding the Funny.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. And how are you,
everybody?
Pit Trains?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah.
I've had the first dose of the jab.
Yes, and yeah, how are we feeling?
Yeah, okay. I had the Pfizer-BioNTech.
Nice.
Jab.
Is it BioNTech or BioNTech?
I don't know.
I think it's the Pfizer-BioNTech.
It's just called Pfizer, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
Pfizer.
Yeah. Pfizer. Yeah, and I have about 24 hours after I had it, I did feel pretty rough.
Shite.
I was sneezing more. Yeah. I was just achy. I mean, my arm ached. The ache is gone now, but it ached big time after.
Was it
a bit
like sort of how you feel if you get the flu jab? Was it that sort of same?
I'd say it's worse than the flu jab. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very, you know, look, Ange, my body was making brand new spike proteins. That's what I kept saying to Matthew.
Your body was busy in the protein market.
That's right. Yeah. It was making brand new spike proteins. And I kept saying that to Matthew. Mm-hmm. I kept saying, look, no wonder I'm tired.
Exactly, Matthew. Marty.
My body is making spike proteins. So, yeah, but I feel fine now.
Good.
I had it a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And no more pain in my arm. I did have to take some paracetamol, but, you know.
Sorry, what are they called?
Some paracetamol.
Thank you very much. Yes, paracetamol.
But now I just feel really pleased that I've had it. Feels like a hope of a new dawn.
Hallelujah, sister. Praise the Lord.
Valentine's this year. Is it me or has it gone shitting nuts?
Oh, I just hate it anyway.
Oh, I hate Valentine's. Some of the stuff I've seen on Instagram,
yes,
though, like Billy Fayers for her kids did like a load of balloons in their kitchen,
yeah,
a blown up teddy bear balloon, loads of chocolate, sweets, presents.
Mm.
I was like, is this Christmas Mark II? Mm.
It's just gone shitting crazy. But it's like, I've seen a lot of these sort of, you know, your Love Island crews.
Oh, yeah.
You know, having, like, stuff installed in their garden, like some kind of bubble things installed in their garden.
I know, with loads of, like, lighting.
Yeah.
And then, like, shitting balloons everywhere.
Why is everyone loving balloons? I hate balloons.
I saw on Instagram this one girl had posted her boyfriend had just filled their front room with helium balloons.
Oh.
Like, there was probably about 300 balloons on the ceiling.
They're a bloody fortune, those things, as well.
I know.
I mean, I'd rather have the cash, or just buy me some nice food. You know, I don't need shitloads of balloons in my lounge.
No, who does?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Valentine's shit.
Yeah, and Palentine's, that shit.
Yeah.
Well, no,
it's Galentine's.
No, but there's a Palentine's as well.
What, so someone
which is just pals? Yeah.
Is there a Valentine's?
For your boys.
Because you've got Galentine's, haven't you?
Girlfriends, yeah. Well, I think it's just, I think now the term is becoming Palentine's. Yeah. Shittentine's,
yeah,
that's what I call
it. Yeah.
Them. Anyway, shall we?
Yes, let's do the lobby questions.
You are really, really drawing that out, and it's actually quite funny.
We had a big question this week from Hayley on the gram. Now, I think this is one of the biggest big questions we've ever had. I'm putting it out there right now.
Buckle up, guys.
And she asks, Grease or Grease 2?
Only Grease 2.
Shit.
It's not actually, it's actually really good, but it just fell in the shadows of Grease. Why did they bother making a second?
Michelle Pfeiffer, wasn't
it? Because you didn't have, and you didn't have Olivia Newton-John. No. You didn't have John Travolta. No. You know, I put up a box on Instagram a few weeks ago that asked for people's best missed heard lyrics. Mm. And somebody thought the song at the end, "You're the One That I Want," they said they thought the lyrics were, "You're a wobbly dog. You are a wobbly dog. Wobbly dog. Yeah, a wobbly dog." They thought the lyrics were, "You're a wobbly dog."
I would say that person's probably got quite a bad sort of hearing impediment.
You are a wobbly
there's
dog.
There's nothing in that song that sounds like a wobbly dog.
Yeah, One That I Want, wobbly dog. I can see that. Same syllables.
No.
What's the best misheard lyrics you've ever had?
Pats, you can't just ask me that shit off the top of the...
I've got one that I thought. Should I tell you one that I thought? You know Brown Eyed Girl?
Yeah.
You know it starts. Do you know what the opening line is to that song?
Not off the top of my head, no.
It's... Now, I'm going to get it wrong because I don't know which way round it is.
Right.
I think it's, hey, where did we go? It's, hey, where did we go? And I've always sang for years, hey there, amigo.
Like he was talking to a Mexican.
Yeah, hey there, amigo. And I only found out it was hey, where did we go? Because my friend Mel overheard me singing hey there, amigo. And she was like, what did you just sing?
I like just making and it my own
And I was adamant.
Lyrics. Anyway.
Well, yeah, you make up your own stuff to everything. Names, places.
Yeah, so I don't really care. I'll just make my own up.
But yeah, I was and I remember saying to Mel, no, it's definitely hey there, amigo. And she was like, okay, let's look it up. And she was like, see, it's hey, where did we go?
Great tune, that.
Yeah. Oh, great tune. Yeah. But yeah, I would be in the firmly. I mean, we were obsessed with Grease growing up, us three, weren't we?
We watched that film hundreds and hundreds of times.
We absolutely loved it.
I absolutely
I still know the words to a lot of the scenes.
Yeah.
We used to love doing the bit where Rizzo would move her glasses and go, looking pretty good this
Harris.
Year, Harris.
And also then all the other girls would go, who would you say you were?
In Jan.
Yes, I'd say you were Jan.
Jan. Brusher. New banana toothpaste. Brusher. Yeah, I'd be Jan. I actually played Jan in the school production of Grease at school.
That's definitely you, yeah.
Yeah, and she had a big part in the stage show. She had a duet and everything. She was a cool... She was a cool...
That's amazing.
A cool part. I sang the duet with Pete Dawling. Shout out to Pete Dawling if you're listening. Year 12, the Miss Bourne Wee.
Yeah, you would definitely be Jan. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. You'd be Riz.
That's what I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, you would definitely be. Who would James be? Kinnicky.
I could do. Then go
James would
the
be Kinnicky.
R2. Love that song. Kinnicky. No, I don't think James
Kinnicky. Who then?
Who was the short, dark haired one?
Sunny.
Yes.
Sunny.
James would be.
That's such a shit part.
That's.
I think he'd be Kinnicky. No. I reckon James would be a wicked Kinnicky. Yeah,
he'd
why
be
not?
Winnicky.
Either wicked Kinnicky or wanker Kinnicky. However you were feeling at the time, you could just call him Winnicky.
I don't think James is the Kinnicky. He's your Sonny, or your other sort of lower.
lower echelon. Yeah, we absolutely loved Grease. We were upset. So I would always pick Grease.
Always Grease. And Grease 2, in my opinion, was just really shit, I thought.
Yeah.
You know, your Michelle Pfeiffer, she's great, but she is not... Who's the other woman?
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah. 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 No, you just can't. They can't. You can't compete, as far as I'm concerned. It is always only ever going to be Greece.
Greece.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
the only bit for Greece that ruined, the only thing that I think was rubbish about Greece was when they fly off in the car at the end.
No way. That's like,
it's just so unbelievable. Like, I just was like, why did you need to do
because
that?
Because it's like, that's your finale.
I know.
You can't.
What's your favourite song in Greece?
Oh, well, there is one song that I, if it ever comes on, or if ever I'm like in a sort of showy off kind of mood, which, you know, doesn't happen very often.
Beauty School Dropout.
No.
Beauty School Dropout.
Now I can't remember what it's called now. It's the one.
Oh.
It's the one where Sandy is. Here we go. It's the one that goes, but now there's no. Where to hide?
Sing
since
it.
You pushed my love aside, I'm out of my head.
Woo!
Hopelessly devoted to you.
To you.
That one.
Amazing.
Hopelessly devoted. Yeah. That is my. I love singing it.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. I like to show off.
Showing off in the showing off world.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm Sandra Dee.
Yes. Yeah, that
that's
is a good
great,
one.
That's a great track.
I also like Rizzo's track, her kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like her
big,
end
the big
one.
Song that Rizzo has. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some great tunes, isn't there?
It's just one of great those tunes. Classic films that I just think will never be old.
Yeah.
Timeless. Timeless, Hayley. It is timeless.
Oh, it's a timeless classic.
It is, yeah.
And now we are straight into Everybody's Talking About.
Woo! Yes, we are, Patty. I'm looking forward to talking about this.
Well, I don't really know much about it.
So, the thing that we are going to talk about, because everybody's talking about, is Kendall Jenner. And again, this came up on the box where you ask people.
Yes, it came up loads. I think it was this and the Masked Singer were the two top things that came up.
Yeah.
Oh no, the cat, the lawyer,
the
cat,
lawyer
that
cat
came up quite a lot as well.
Yeah, it was.
So is everybody talking about Kendall Jenner because of the skimpy?
Well, it's because of I'm assuming it's because Kim has just because you know she's got this brand Skims. Do you know she has this thing which is basically sort of underwear. That's, you know,
shapewear kind of vibes. Yes.
So, and she brings out all these new ranges of Skims all the time. And there's a new range out. And I think, I don't know if it's, I think it's underwear.
Is it all bikinis?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, you could probably wear them as a bikini. But they're that sort of, you know, bra, knickers, panties. That's
oh, I hate that word.
And she's brought out this whole new range in different colours and all the rest of it. And there's it's Kendall, Kylie, and Kim. They're the three.
The three of them have done it together.
Doing all this modelling for her new range.
I saw just quickly. Can I jump in? I saw a picture of Kendall. Where is her vagina, Kendall, in those pants? I know that's quite a bold, brash thing to say, but I couldn't.
What do you mean? Where's her vagina? Ranges.
Well, they're so skimpy. Where is it?
This was one of the things I was going to talk to you about because when Kim Kardashian was showing off her new range, so she's on this was on Instagram on her stories, and she's like, "Hey guys, I just want to show you the new range." It's all these different sort of and there was one that she showed that she said. you know, this one really is just a clit coverer. And I was like, hang on, did she...
A clit coverer?
Clit coverer, right? So I thought, hang on, did she say... So I had to go back to the start and listen again because I was like, did she say that?
What?
Yes. So there's different types of panties you can get, but one of them is literally strings that go obviously up your bum, round your...
Oh my god, this is hilarious!
Up your bum.
We are not the type of women They can get away with talking about shit. Can you imagine seeing me in one of those?
I don't think you'd be able to see it, Pat. I think it'd just be lost. But this thing is literally strings and then a little triangle.
Well, yeah, where are their vaginas?
Well, that's all you're doing there is covering your clit. That's how small the triangle is. Yeah.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. They look, Kendall Jenner.
They all look incredible.
And I don't think as women we should compare ourselves to other women. And I think that's one of the most unhealthy things about women, especially now since the introduction of social media. You know, nobody has a better body in inverted commas than anybody else. And I think we have to kind of get away from doing that. She looks absolutely incredible, but I just kept looking. There's one of her in a red like set, yeah. And I just kept thinking, where is your vagina? Yeah.
Well,
where is it?
I saw someone else. I can't remember now who it was, but there was another story with Kylie where she was in this bikini. So it was a bikini. She was on holiday and she did this whole boomerang up to the camera because she was showing off something or other. And the particular bikini she had on again was more strings with just sort of patch,
a triangle
sort of, and someone put that on their story and said, I'm wondering where your flaps go, because
where do your flaps go?
I mean, you've got to be very tidy under there, haven't you?
That's what I mean, because there is no room for error. I mean, there's no room for fucking anything. Let's be honest,
and you've absolutely got to be bald. I mean, if you've got 100%. Any kind of fuzz, forget it, it's out. Everything's out.
You're screwed. You are screwed.
Yeah.
But like the kind of flap area of one's genitals, that's what I mean. I was looking at it. I kept zooming in on it because I was like, how
are you wearing that? Yeah.
Yeah. And there was one, wasn't there, where she was lying on her, Kendall Jenner was lying on her tummy and she'd hooked her heel under the pants and
under the strings, really. I mean, it's just strings.
I mean, you can see why Harry went there, can't you?
And I think actually the thing that I thought about it was, obviously everyone's talking about Kendall Jenner because she just looks incredible, but I also think Kylie and Kendall, Kylie and Kim, they also looked amazing. And I think, like you said earlier, I think the thing is you've just got to embrace the fact that we all come in different shapes and sizes. None of us is better than the other. Kendall is your classic model type, isn't she?
Yeah, like, definitely.
Tall, extremely slim,
very
tight vagina, probably.
very tidy and tight.
Whereas obviously Kim and Kylie are more curvaceous, aren't they? You know, they have got...
I mean, they're not like massively curvaceous, are they? But they are,
but they've got
more curvy.
Yeah, boobs, bottom. You know, I mean, Kim's bottom.
Hips.
That is...
She's got a great
she
ass.
She is like packing there, isn't she?
Yeah, she's got a great ass.
Yeah. And I just think, good on you, you know. Go with your Skims and show the world what you've got.
I can't believe that Kim Kardashian actually said, I mean, this is just a clip cover.
Yes!
That is absolutely... Yeah. Go on, Kim.
This is just a clip cover. I was like, hang on, did she just say that? So I had to go back and check it out, and that's what she said. So I've actually ordered myself some.
When they turn up, you've got to do your own shoot for the gram. So I want to see you in the position with your heel hooked under, lifting up the string.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to see you in the clip cover.
I don't think anybody needs to see that. So I think I'll just keep that.
Okay, guys, get in touch if you want to see Ange. There's loads of places you can find us. If you want to see Ange doing her own Skims, then we need to hear from you. I might put a poll out on the gram after this.
I mean, whatever people say, I'm still not doing it. There we go. Okay, so we are moving into the dickish behaviours.
Yeah.
Now, I love this dickish behaviour. This has come through from Kelly on the gram. She says, wearing fluffy open-toed slippers. Why? Absolutely vile invention and very, very dicky. She actually said dicky.
I want to call this dicky behaviour.
Dicky behaviour, yeah.
As a result of Kelly, I want to call it dicky behaviour.
But I hate them.
Do you?
Yes, I hate them.
I do think they are a bit pointless.
Exactly.
Because the whole point of a slipper is to keep your foot warm. So why are they fluffy and then open-toed and no, like, back or anything, and you wear them without socks? Like, I want from a slipper a boot.
Yeah, I am big in the boot game.
Honestly, I just love...
That's quite granny-ish, isn't it?
I love a boot slipper.
I hate
honestly,
a boot slipper.
I got some Uggs. Other slipper brands are available.
But they're
from
shit.
From Matthew for Christmas. And they're a boot and they're the best slippers I've ever had.
No, see, boot slippers would make me so hot.
No, they just keep my feet so nice and warm. Because I don't like cold ankles. I've got quite a thing about that. I get cold ankles.
Cold ankles?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the draft.
You draft. You need to get yourself drafting
sluders. I need to get some drafting sluders. But yeah, those fluffy open toe ones.
I just don't
get I've never understood them, really. No.
I just think they're a bit... I don't know. I just feel like there's a particular type of person that wears them.
Probably Kendall Jenner.
Yes. I think you're sort of your Kendalls, your Kylies, your Kims. Yeah.
You're influencers.
Yes. You know, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if the next thing Kim brings out is some kind of open-toed fluffy slipper. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're vile. Kelly actually says they're an absolutely vile invention.
I agree.
I'm not sure they're vile, but I do. I just think, what's the point? Mm. Just don't wear slippers or just wear socks.
Slops.
Gosh, I'm going to start again. Wow. That took a nosedive. Just don't wear slippers or just wear socks. I don't know why you would go all out for your open-toed fluffy
shit. I mean, I'd put the open-toed fluffy slipper with your croc.
Right,
That's how vile I think they are. Crocs and open-toed slippers, fluffy ones, should just not be allowed.
Sure. They're gone.
Because they are just disgusting, I think. And I just don't see the point in it. I don't see the point in them.
No, I don't see the point in them either.
Like, just wear some flip-flops. Because that's basically what you're doing. You're just wearing a fluffy version of
really
a flip-flop.
Of a flip-flop. Yeah.
And I love flip-flops.
Me too. Yeah. I love it when the flip-flop season comes round.
Just live in your flip-flops.
Love that so
much. And especially the Havaiana flip-flop.
Oh my gosh, love a Havaiana.
I won't wear any other kind of flip-flop now.
No,
I am
straight in with
your Havaianas. You can forget any other kind of brand. That is the brand for me.
Straight in. So have a Havaiana if you want to sponsor
please do get in touch.
Happy to take that sponsorship off you.
We've got a lot of pairs between us.
So we had dickish behaviour in this week from Annie on the gram. Now I'm with Annie on this. This is very dickish.
Or dicky.
Paying is dicky, very dicky. Paying to be a speedy boarder.
Now.
I mean.
I have paid to be a speedy
boarder. You're a dick. 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 What is the fucking point? Because you either stand in a queue with dickheads or you sit on a plane with dickheads. You ain't taking off any quicker.
I know, but I think I think I like.
You wanted to live the high life, didn't you? You wanted to feel the luxury of EasyJet.
Yes. You know, if I'm flying with EasyJet, you already know you're flying with the cheaper airline, aren't you? You know.
Yeah.
So I always feel, actually, if I pay to be a speedy boarder, I'm just a slightly higher class of EasyJet
but
flyer.
I just don't get it, because you've got to wait. Whatever. Why would you? I mean, it's something like 16 or 17 quid. Just to get in the front of the queue and sit on the plane for longer. Like, if speedy boarding meant I got a private jet and I got on and I took off quicker, great, I'd go for it. I'd be well up for paying the extra 20-odd quid. But I'm either going to sit in a lounge with a load of pricks.
Yeah, but at least...
Or sit on a plane with a load of pricks.
Yeah, but to me, it's like at least you're out of the major prick zone.
I think you are.
Yeah, I think you are.
I think you're telling yourself that as a justification for why you spent the extra money. But it is dickish to pay to be a speedy boarder.
I like it. And I like being a speedy boarder. And I will pay again to be a speedy boarder.
What is it that you like about it?
I don't know. I think it's just for a moment you feel that you are higher quality. Just for a moment.
And I think that is dickish in itself. Who want to be that you even want to be higher quality?
Because, you know, it's not like...
Guys, look, listen, right, when this podcast blows up and goes viral, Ange's going to become a right brick. Because she wants to be... She's already saying, I want to pay to be in the higher echelons. By being a speedy... Can you imagine? Can you imagine when Ange is loaded as a result
when,
of this podcast?
When?
She's going to be a fucking nightmare, guys. I'm going to have to keep her well and truly grounded.
Well, then you see, then you would just be automatically saying, yeah, well, I'm actually going to be turning left on the plane, not right anymore.
Yeah, and that's what you're waiting for.
That's the kind of level I believe speedy bordering gets you.
Bollocks. That is bollocks. If you know it, that is utter bullshit, and you know it. You're now looking back thinking Annie on the ground is right.
No.
She's called me out.
No, I'm not.
And now I'm thinking, how can I claw this back?
I think...
I'll say it's like flying first class.
Yes, exactly. And I think for any other listeners out there, that are with me on the speedy bordering, I'd really like to have some
interactions.
Yes, I would. I'd like to know.
Well, look, guys,
if you have been a speedy boarder, and
there's loads of ways you can get in touch. You can find us on Instagram. I'm Ruth Corden,
and I'm at Ange Corden. And you can find us on Facebook on the Finding the Funny podcast page. You can find us on there and drop us a message. And
or you can send us an email, hello@ruthcorden.com. Okay, well, we obviously always like to finish with a more kind of serious segment, which is called Don't Go There.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this one coming quite a lot, actually. People who have asked us to talk about marriage or relationship struggles. So Ange and I are going to talk in the context of marriage because we're both married, but we don't necessarily just mean marriage.
Yes.
We mean relationships.
In general.
But yeah, I think the people that have asked have talked about kind of long-term intimate relationships or marriage. So we'll talk from the perspective of marriage, but if you're not married, you can hopefully still get something from it. This is really hard, I think.
Oh, my Lord.
This is a really hard one.
It's a hard one.
Hard one.
I think as well, especially in these COVID times.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
for sure.
I think this past year, so if you say 2020 into this year, the pressure on marriage has been even greater, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think you just had you're not supposed to spend like pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the same company and living with those people and not seeing anyone else and not doing anything else. That's just not how life is supposed to be. And I think that has just put this added layer of pressure on a lot of marriages, I think.
I would say for me, the biggest thing for us, and I know lots of people talk about this, but the biggest thing for Matthew and I is communication. And, you know, we've had marriage counselling because the communication between us has become tricky or difficult or, you know, and I don't think enough couples actually, a little bit like counselling and therapy in general, but I think even more so within marriage, you know, you both come at relationships with your own baggage and your own shit from your childhood and the way that you were raised and then your teenage years and all of that stuff, you know, and you basically merge to make a family, don't you? And you become each other's family and you're from, and I definitely know for Matthew and I had to sort of almost back Matthew into a corner to kind of argue with me because he is so laid back. He's so non-confrontational. He would absolutely bury his head in the sand and not do the conflict with me. And we got into a bit of an unhealthy dance. Matthew had a problem with drugs. He was he hid a secret drug addiction from me for years, and we got into an unhealthy dance of parent and child, really. Mm. And I was the parental responsible one, and he was the teenage, you know, throwing his weight around stroppy one. And we had to go to counselling to undo that dance. We had to get ourselves into a different. And I would say, any struggles that are becoming much more obvious and, you know, much more painful, and you're both avoiding it, don't be frightened to get yourself into some relationship counselling.
Yeah, I mean, we Ian and I have had, you know, had to go for, and I don't think there's anything. I remember when Ian and I kind of were going through that really sort of, you know, we had a rocky patch, and I remember sort of saying to him, I think we need to go and get some counselling. Now, you'd think I'd asked him to jump off a mountain. Like, to him, the idea of going there was the worst thing in the world, because it was almost like having to admit we're in a position where we do need to get a bit of help here. And I don't know. I think that's probably more of a male thing.
Yes.
Potentially. I'm sure it's not across the board. I'm sure there are some women that struggle with that. But I think men generally find that hard to kind of admit, okay, we do need to get a bit of outside help here. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I actually think for us, if we hadn't have done that, I'm not sure if we would have survived. Like, that's, I think, how crucial it was for us at that point.
Yeah.
And just having someone else that was completely removed from us, didn't know us, didn't know our families, didn't know our backgrounds, was able to just basically listen to what we were saying, listen to the issues we had, and was able to help us unpack some stuff and then put some things in place to kind of work at rebuilding that a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think if anyone is in that place, and I think especially given the last year that we've had, I would so recommend going to do that, even if it's not absolutely awful, but there's maybe a few little things that are kind of causing a few issues, a few kind of cracks appearing. Just go and get some marriage counseling, because and obviously you know, you do need to find a good counselor and someone you feel comfortable with and all those things, but I would highly recommend it. And I think if your partner is reluctant to, I would really try and find a way to sort of encourage them to do it. Because I do think it is really, really important to have that sort of outside help sometimes.
And Relate have loads and loads of like starting points for therapy and counselling for couples. You know, Relate are probably the biggest couples counselling service in the UK, and they have lots of help and support. And, you know, I think there's lots of resources they've got on their website that you can sort of use together as a couple to get one member of the couple ready, really. But I would also say the thing for me that really helped me in our counselling is the challenge. You know, when you've got a third party there and you're saying something that is unfair, if your partner is saying to you, well, that's not fair, you can become so inflated, you can puff your chest up more and say, well, this is how I feel, and you can't argue with that. When you've got a third party saying, well, actually, I want you to think about it like this. Do you understand how Matthew might feel when you say things like that, or when you respond, or when you behave like that? It's that interjection of challenge, because I think in marital relationships, you're so close, you're so intertwined with each other, you're so, like, you know, you're sort of each other's biggest champion and biggest critic, aren't you? You can sort of cheer each other on and pull each other down in a sentence, really. And you have to know each other so well, and you get to know each other so well, you know how to push each other's buttons. So I think a really important part of it for me was having somebody else that said, I want to stop you there, and I want to challenge you on what it is you're saying and the way that might make Matthew feel. Because I think just reigniting that empathetic, how does it make you feel when I do this, when I behave like that, is so vital to ongoing relationships.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think as well, like, I know it's different for us in the sense that, you know, we have children, and obviously you and Matthew don't at the moment. But I definitely think that, you know, I think marriage is hard, and then you add kids into the mix, oh my gosh, it's like another level of
But stuff. even I would say marriage is hard, and then you add fertility into the mix. Yeah. My God, I mean, like, you know, having kids is awfully difficult, yeah. and you know, remaining cool. But the amount of people that divorce or separate because of fertility yeah. is absolutely massive. And people have said, there's been loads of research done, and people have said fertility is more stressful than getting a divorce, because the constant, like, conversations that Matthew and I have had to have about whether we're ready and should we pursue treatment and should we just stop and not have children? Should we look at adoption? Should we foster? Like, it's this ongoing thing that you come back to. And I think that is also massively underestimated.
I think that's the thing, is that actually all marriages and relationships yeah. have those added pressures, whether it's that you have children, right. whether it's that you can't have children, it's not happening. Yeah. And I think sometimes it's just having to sort of put a bit of a pause or a stop pedal on and just sort of saying, actually, right now we need to strip all that stuff back and just look yeah. at us as a couple, as two people, and yeah. reevaluate where we are. Are things okay? Do we need to go and have a bit yeah. of counselling for lots of different reasons? And, you know, it's just, I think marriage is one of the hardest things, hardest relationships yeah. I've ever had.
Same.
You know, that
same.
Because it is just a constant relationship you have to keep working on. And
it's the most joyous, but also the most yeah. challenging. You know, the joy that marriage brings as well. I count myself so fortunate to be married to someone like Matthew. Like, I know that I am so fortunate to have him, and you know, I know that he's fortunate to have me as well, but like, I think it brings you so much joy, but can also be the biggest yeah. struggle yeah. as well. So obviously, if you're struggling with anything in your own relationship, your GP is a really great place to go to. They can often refer you. Relate is also a brilliant organisation if you need to get some marriage counselling. And don't forget, you can look up counsellors on the counselling directory. You can just put that into Google and a whole load of local counsellors will come up for you. So if it's something that you feel you need for your relationship, then obviously reach out and get the help and support.
Yes, please do.
But that's it. We've rattled to another episode.
There we go. Another one done.
There we go. So remember to get in touch with us. We've given you all of our places that you can find us. Yeah.
And really, guys, we do really love hearing from you. So,
we do.
You know, if it's yeah. stuff that we talk about that you want to kind of yeah. get in touch with us about, if there's any other things that you think actually that would be a good topic yeah. to yeah. cover, then just, you know, yeah. get in touch with us, guys.
Yeah. But have a great week, and we'll be here next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.